Rim. Brendan Morissette hanged behind the basketball hoop in his parents' driveway, wearing a homemade dress no one had ever seen before, and barefoot. His body high up in the crossbeams behind the backboard that attached to the wall above the garage, and we didn't even see him at first. We thought no one was home. The Morissettes were out of town. That's why we came to use the hoop. When I saw his face, I dropped the basketball, and it echoed 1,000 times, like 1,000 centuries away. Brendan's brown wig had slid down over his eyes a bit, but he looked just like a girl, his lips like girl lips. I saw his legs and arms had no hair, but mine didn't yet either. My little brother dropped his plum behind me, just made a thud. Soon he said, "You could see her panties." He was at that age, but it was true. The back of the dress had got caught up in something behind the board, and we could see a small patch of maroon underwear. I'd never seen panties in that way either. I didn't know Brendan at all, except that he lived in the neighborhood and was older, somewhere in the high school, I think. The dress stuck up like that made the whole thing look botched and inappropriate. I wanted to fix it, but I couldn't even get Rim back then. So I put my brother on my shoulders, and we tried to straighten it out. As his one hand braced on the top of my head, and his other fingertips stretched past the naked thighs, that's when I felt his little stiffy bone on the back of my neck through his shorts, and I remember thinking, we'll have to talk about this one day, but not now. Then he clipped the hem of the garment between his middle and forefinger and released the cinched-up dress where it fell naturally below her knees. The motion caused the body to swing a little, creak some, which looked strange because there was no wind this summer. I said to my brother, "You want me to let you down now?" "Give me a second," he said. I've never been this close to the hoop before. It's really big. Like you could fit 3 basketballs through at once." "Oh yeah?" I was curious now. I'd never been as close to the hoop as him. "Yeah," he said, touching the rim, big as if I wasn't even holding him up, and close to Brendan. "It's huge," he said. "I don't know how we miss so much."